Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little with Susie Solis.
An Edgecliff Village girl the Tarrant County Sheriff's Office had been looking for is home safe. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein reports.
David McClelland with the Tarrant County Sheriff's Office says this afternoon, deputies were able to make contact with 17-year-old Olivia Matthews and convinced her to meet them at a payphone.
Our deputies then went and picked her up and talked with her and drove her home and dropped her off at her parents' house.
Olivia had last been seen at around 6:15 yesterday evening getting into a car near her house. McClelland says investigators believe that she did so voluntarily and was never in any danger. Now, as to the threat to her parents, McClelland says Olivia was the one who wrote that, and thus it was never credible.
We're looking into why the daughter felt the need to do that.
Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The Collin County Health Department has an alert about a case of typhoid fever. An employee at the Hat Creek Burger Company in McKinney contracted the disease while on a trip out of the country and got sick after returning to work. Health officials say anyone who ate at the Hat Creek location on Custer Road between August 18th and August 22nd might be at risk. And they're urging people who think they may have the illness to contact their doctor. Symptoms include a high fever, stomach pains, and loss of appetite.
Turns out undercover officers seem to have caused the lockdown and evacuation of an Irving Middle School earlier this week. KRLD's Austin York explains.
A parent at Austin Middle School called police to report a man with a gun on campus. Robert Reeves with police says an investigation found that undercover officers had been in the area serving a warrant. What the parents saw was one of the officers loading a gun into the trunk of their car and driving away.
Obviously, they weren't in marked squad cars or anything like that, so it was a little bit different type of a situation, and that's probably what was alarming to her.
Says the officer didn't tell dispatch where they were going to be parking their cars. Reeves, however, says the parent did exactly what they want them to do. When they see something suspicious, call police. Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Local police departments are warning against a new scary twist on an old scam. Scammers are calling parents claiming their children have been kidnapped and the victims need to wire money in order to have their children released unharmed. Since the start of August, Arlington PD estimates at least 8 reported incidents, and that's just the ones that have been reported. Arlington Police Lieutenant Christopher Cook says it's important if you receive one of these calls that you report it by calling 911.
If we have more citizens that know that this is actually a scam, then we don't have anyone that is going to wire money to these bad guys and they'll quit doing these scams. Number two, we need to have kind of an accurate count on really the reporting mechanisms as how widespread this is.
And Cook says some of the scamming attempts have been successful.
Big Tech is getting ready to welcome millions of visitors to the State Fair of Texas. KRLD's Alan Skaya is at Fair Park.
A crane hoisted Big Tech into his spot. He hasn't started talking yet, but some people did bring their kids to watch this morning.
It's really awesome. It's neat getting to watch them put them up and everything.
You like it all, right?
Yeah.
What's your favorite part of your fair?
Everything.
Everything?
The State Fair of Texas, Carissa Condianis, says Big Tech is sporting a new shirt and new boots.
We work year-round for this. We're already planning for future fairs. So it's really cool also that people get to come and see behind the scenes.
The boots show a yellow rose of Texas and other Texas icons like the Space Shuttle, Alamo, an oil derrick, and windmill over a state flag.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere. For the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.